This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. This next topic we're going to discuss relates to our daily poll question, which you can find at AMI Audio on Twitter, Accessible Media Inc. on Facebook. Of course, you know, you're not limited to just our daily poll. When you want to find us on social media, you can always send your thoughts about what you're hearing, what you're seeing, the topics you like, the topics you don't, the offensive things I say or that I don't say. Not that I'm particularly offensive, but at AMI Audio is where you find us on Twitter. Accessible Media Inc. is where you find us on Facebook. Of course, you can also send us emails, feedback@AMI.ca, feedback@AMI.ca. If you put Now with Dave Brown in the subject line, gets to us a little bit faster. You can also give us phone calls, 1-866-509-4545, 1-866-509-4545. When you leave us a voicemail, please give us permission to play your comments on the air. And of course, the daily poll question that we're asking you today is about this convoy of truckers heading to Ottawa to protest cross-border vaccine mandates. I'm asking you, as they pass through your neck of the woods, are you going to go check it out? Yes, out of support. Yes, out of curiosity. I've already been because, you know, they have passed through a large swath of the country already. Or no, I'm not interested. Share your thoughts on that. You know, if you feel the options don't truly encompass your answer, you can get involved in the comments section. Or you can always retweet. You can retweet with comment. There's plenty you can do. We're just endeavoring to connect with Craig Oliver. You know what? While we do that, I believe we have Mike Ross here on standby. Let's jump ahead in the show to this day in history, the now of then, while we endeavor to connect with Craig. Mike, do we have you on the line there? Oh, we got Craig. We got Craig. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, so I mentioned that convoy of truckers heading across the country to protest industry cross-border vaccine mandates. Groups of vehicles are coming from east and west. They're going to meet in Ottawa for a protest on Saturday, and it's certainly become a political hot-button issue for the government and for the opposition. So for his thoughts, we're joined by Craig Oliver. Hey, good morning, Craig. Nice to chat with you once again.
And you too, Dave. Sorry about this late start. I accidentally muted my microphone or unmuted it or something or other.
Craig,
the technology is wonderful.
In the digital world we live in, it happens to the best of us. So, Craig, the scale of this protest is still a bit unclear. We're looking at a couple hundred vehicles, a couple dozen trucks heading out of the West Coast, a couple out of the East Coast as well, but it's certainly notable. And we always knew vaccine mandates were going to garner some political blowback. But did you imagine that the federal Liberals might get this much blowback?
Well, we'll see how much it is, really. But what I think what's interesting here is that for a long time, the political opponents of Trudeau have tried to find a reason to get some serious traction against him. And so they have all leaped on this. Everybody you can imagine from the Conservative Party on up has leapt on this freedom rally of truckers. As a way of somehow blaming Trudeau, particularly for what they're trying to claim is a food supply problem in Canada, which I can tell you, after looking a lot at this, does not exist. There is no shortage of food on the shelves of Canada's grocery stores, but there are, of course, some things that they're more of than others. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of reasons for that, including sickness by people who work in the grocery stores and other things. But they have assured the government has assured Canadians that there is no food supply problem. Mm. So let's stop allowing the truckers to somehow persuade the country that this could be a food crisis. It can't be.
Yeah, the CEO of Metro, the grocery chain Metro, came out yesterday and said it's absolutely a staffing issue at the store level more so than it is a supply issue. So, Craig, let's get to the Conservative Party, because you mentioned that certain members have been stoking the flames on a food security issue front. Their leader, Aaron O'Toole, he says he wants the government to scrap the cross-border vaccine mandate, but he also says he's unsure whether or not he'll attend the protest in Ottawa on Saturday. I feel like I ask you this question every week, Craig,
yeah.
But does he once again find himself on a bit of a balancing act here?
Yeah, and I think it'd be most unwise, because we're all trying to figure out who these truckers really are representing. There are a lot of Americans, or at least American attitudes, which have taken hold here. That's why they're calling it a freedom rally. And some of them are out and out crazies. They're predicting a quarter of a million, half a million people will be there. What? And they are really driving forward with this idea that the Canadian Liberal government needs to be replaced. And some are suggesting by force if necessary. If we all are right there where the Parliament buildings are, and there are a lot of us, maybe thousands, who knows, one person said, why don't we do what the Americans did and just move in and take over their Parliament? This is the kind of talk that's going on. We're all trying to understand who the leaders of this group really are. They've got $4 million in the kitty now, apparently, through a GoFundMe. And there's some fights going on about all of that. And not only that, the Conservative leader has other very big problems. He's going in to meet his caucus tomorrow. And on Thursday, there's a two-day caucus meeting as they get ready for Parliament to come back. And on Thursday, they will get the report on all of the things that went wrong during the last election and how badly or well the leader performed. That's going to be difficult, because unlike other years, that report will not be kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
The report will be made public, and it's going to be bad news for the leader.
Yeah, we saw three riding associations even yesterday coming out and saying they're in favor of a faster review. So once again, he finds himself on the hot seat. I want to just backtrack to this rally for one more moment, though, Craig, because
yeah.
It does remind me of 2019 when the United We Roll trucker rally protest took place in Ottawa. And certainly on the lead up to that protest, a lot of the conversation were around energy rights and energy freedoms and the energy sector, the oil and gas sector. But then when the protest took place, there were some rather anti-immigrant, anti-equality issues that were being raised by speakers. Now, Aaron O'Toole's predecessor, Andrew Scheer, ended up attending that event and took a lot of blowback because of some of the underlying issues that were raised there. So in the era of social media, even if Aaron O'Toole did perhaps want to support these truckers on the vaccine mandate front, there's really no way that he can quietly offer his support, is there?
No, there isn't. The problem is, if he goes, he is also becomes part of the scene. He is listening to speeches. We don't know who the speakers are going to be. We don't know where they're coming from. Does he really want to be seen in that company? And you're right, it hurts Scheer badly. So my guess is he's not going to go. He shouldn't go, because we just have no idea who a lot of these people are or what their aims really are.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying their aims are freedom. They should be allowed not to have to take the needle if they don't want to take it, and all of that. But a lot of the rhetoric is coming from the American far right. And so I'm curious about how many people representing some of these organizations, like the Proud Boys of the U.S., also a section in Canada, apparently, and other racist organizations, white supremacists. It's exactly who are all of these people, or are they all just nice truckers? And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll know pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll be following along with this one all week. And Craig, let's actually jump over to another topic that I suppose relates to this in a sort of way. We got some new federal polling numbers that came out from Main Street Research. And I'll give you the top line numbers here. The Liberals and Conservatives both at 29% support. The NDP at 17% support. Maybe the eye-popping number, the People's Party of Canada, at 13% support. Now, let's be clear. This is just one one poll. We're only a few months removed from an election, but we can still hash this out a little bit. So let's start with the Liberals and the Conservatives. How striking is it to see a pretty significant support for both the Liberals and the Conservatives, a 4 and 5 point drop from their election popular vote numbers?
Yeah, well, look, I think what has skewered this poll altogether is the support of, what did you say, 13 to 14% for the
People's Party of Canada. Yeah.
The People's Party of Canada. I just can't believe that, can't accept it. But if that's the case, it would certainly explain some of the things the Conservative Party is saying and doing, if they think there are those kind of supports there. What they mostly depended upon, and he won't break with them at all, is the anti-vaxxist crowd. Anti-vaccine crowd. I mean, he continues to support them. And I think that puts him really on the wrong side of the Canadian public and where they're at. Mm. But that poll, a government like the Conservatives could form a minority government with a poll like that. Mm-hmm. But I just don't believe that poll at the moment.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of polling, there was extensive polling earlier this week and late last week on the Conservative leadership, and it's very, very bad for O'Toole, very bad indeed. And the party is looking at Pierre Poilievre.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got twice as much support as his leader has got in terms of caucus and elsewhere.
Well, he's obviously a big figure around the Ottawa area. There is no media appearance that Pierre Poilievre will not do. And he's also got a great social media presence. His YouTube videos get a lot of views. So he's definitely someone who has a strong, striking fiscal position inside the party. Craig, let's look at the Liberal numbers, though, because that's about a 4% drop from their popular vote number in the federal election. How much of this is about sort of lingering COVID lockdowns? And maybe even more specifically, although the food security issue is maybe not as cut and dry as some politicians would like for you to believe, when people see their grocery bills going up, how much does that impact an incumbent government?
People are certainly concerned, and Liberals or any government is responsible or to some degree for this, about the cost of living and about inflation. These are real things that are affecting real people's lives and families' lives. And I think that certainly reflects on where the Liberal vote is going at the moment.
Mm. Steady as she goes. Sorry, Craig, go ahead, please. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to once again talk about how the movement within the Liberal caucus, the Conservative caucus, rather, against the leader is quite significant. And I don't think he can survive it. I mean, the move now is to try to get the review of the leadership vote from August to June. And there's a lot of support behind that move. My guess is, come next election, he will not be the leader of the Conservative Party.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Craig, I think even though we find that People's Party of Canada number eye-popping or jaw-dropping, whichever adjective or descriptor you want to use there, even if the margin of error is off on that one by a couple of percentage points, that's still almost double what they saw in the federal election. So that speaks to maybe where some of that support is coming from, bleeding right from the Conservatives to the People's Party of Canada. And if the party feels like the PPC is eating their lunch, they might choose to say, we've got to move that way, not trying to get those votes from the Liberal Party.
Yeah, whatever he's doing, Canadians aren't very fond of the Conservative leader at the moment.
Yeah.
He does not have great polling strength. Pierre Poilievre does.
Yeah.
And I just can't see him surviving all of the trouble he's got in caucus. He can't even fire somebody from his own caucus.
Yeah.
Remember, he tried that with a woman from Saskatchewan who called on a vote among Conservatives really early about the leadership. He threw her out of caucus, and other caucus members said, no, no, and they found a way to include her in caucus. So she's around there, even though he kicked her out. He doesn't even have the power to discipline his own caucus at the moment. You got a feel for the guy.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to manage a big tent party. It's hard to manage a big tent party. It's no easy task. I mean, the Liberals will tell you that about at the turn of the century, when you had Martin Liberals and you had Chrétien Liberals, and it took them 10, 15 years to work out those scars.
Yeah. And he's certainly got his problems that I don't think he could survive. I think they're going to get this review probably pulled up earlier. Mm. And once this review of what went wrong comes out, that'll be on 2 days from now, it's going to, my guess, have to look pretty bad on him.
Yeah.
And that may be all the party needs to move the review, which is now scheduled, as I say, for the fall, for late August, to move it to June.
Craig, we've only got about 90 seconds here, but let's offer up a quick thought here on the continued tensions at the Russia-Ukraine border. Europe, NATO allies, the EU, Ukraine, Russia, the U.S., Russia's allies, everybody is on edge with the troop buildup at that border right now. Yeah. And we talked about this extensively last week, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but how much longer can Russia and NATO and the Ukraine engage in this staring contest?
Not a lot longer, but here's what we're waiting for now. The U.S. has sent or is about to send their reaction to his demands to the president of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He has listed demands which most of us, most people, most experts say are impossible for the NATO to agree to, or for any country in NATO to agree to. They will be sending their reply to him in writing. And if he finds it unacceptable, then he has got to make a decision, and he's got to make one quickly.
Mm. I know I said it was a quick thought, but I'm going to ask you one follow-up here, because we did see a number of European nations this week scrambling a number of military resources to other Russia-adjacent countries. Does that quick, firm response potentially make Vladimir Putin blink?
The tension is going to get much greater if the U.S. goes ahead with sending 8,500 American troops to some of the bordering countries, which are now NATO countries, to just give them the kind of, let the Russians know, if you try to invade these countries anytime soon, you're going to be up against American troops this time. But the White House hasn't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they may do it. And the real danger of all of this is that increasingly it is looking like it's a U.S.-Russia crisis, because NATO itself is showing some signs of weakness, and that is exactly what Putin wants to do. He wants to weaken the alliance to the degree that he can, and he's having some success in that, particularly with the idea of energy and his using the energy issue cause a long winter.
Yeah,
for a lot of Europeans, if they can't get Russian gas and oil.
Energy independence is always a big underlying factor in all of these conflicts. Hey, Craig,
yeah.
Always appreciate your thoughts on these. Thank you.
You bet, Dave. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.